Just one review of a halakha that we learned yesterday in the morning shiur regarding the value of the beracha of Yishtabach. The Ben Ish Chai in his halakhot, Parashat Vayigash, writes that the beracha of Yishtabach that we say in the morning is Nora Ve'atzum Me'od, is very, very, very great. And some say that it was authored by Shlomo HaMelech and as well Avraham Abinu. The beginning of the Yishtabach, Yishtabach Shemcha La'ad Malkenu Ha'el Rashi Tevot Shlomo. And then at the end, Ela Hoda'ot Borekol Ribon HaBoher Melech, which is Rashi Tevot Avraham. So therefore, the value was great. As well, there is, which we have 13 different Shebachim praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which starts from Shir, Ushbaha, etc., all the way down to Kedushah, Umalchut. If you look at some of the Sidurim, they actually say that it corresponds to Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rahamim. It comes out that in the Tefillah, there's three different levels where we mention the Yag Midot, twice Beremez and once Beferush. Baruch Shamar, there's 13 different Baruchs, and then we have the 13 Shebachim in Yishtabach, and then we have the actual Yag Midot that we say after the Amidah. The Ben Ish Chai writes that as a result, one should say the 13 Shebachim B'ni'imah. B'ni'imah means in a pleasant way. It is a shita of the Magen Abraham that says you should actually say it, the 13 praises, B'nishima Ahat, in one breath, not to separate between the Shebachim. However, that's not the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. He says it's better to say it slowly and breathe in between, just not to make a hefsek in between. But breathing is okay. Our good friend Mr. Victor Beebe showed us yesterday from the Sefer Katzine Eretz, Hachem Yaakov Katzin, Alav Hashalom, the former chief rabbi, asked this question, or somebody asked him about Neshima Ahad. And of course he cited the Ben Ish Chai as well as Shara Kavanot, that it doesn't seem that you have to say it in one breath at all. Adrabah, saying it slowly, Kavanah would be better. The question is, that what if somebody hears Kaddish as he's saying the 13 praises? So we know Kaddish, your answer. Problem is, do you have to go back to the beginning to say the 13 without hefsek or not? So here we have a big machloket. Acham David in the Halakha Berura, he wants to say, no, you can continue from where you left off. Although the Ben Ish Chai says that it seems al pi asod, you should not make any hefsek between. So if you had to answer Kaddish, you should go back and start again from Kilicha Na'er and etc. Shir Ushpacha Halil Zimra. So again, this shows us the importance of this Beracha of Yishtabach. The Aruch HaShulchan in his Halachot in Siman Nun Gimal makes an interesting point. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Gimal starts to teach us the laws of Shaliach Sibur, laws of the Chazan. And the Aruch HaShulchan questions, why do you put it in Siman Nun Gimal? Already, we just learned the laws of Baruch She'amar. We learned already the laws of Yishtabach. And now you started to teach us the laws of Chazan. The Chaurai should teach me the laws of the Chazan in the beginning. And he says, because the old custom was that that's when the Chazan would transition at the time of Yishtabach. So he's giving it in order of the Seder Hayom. There was no Chazan that would stand by the Teva for Baruch She'amar. They would sit in their seats and say it like we do it maybe on Shabbat. And then when it came Yishtabach, then the Chazan would come and stand in front of the Teva. Last but not least, so that's why he put it in that spot, because that's when the Chazan actually started his job, by Yishtabach. Finally, it should be pointed out that really one should not make a hefsek between the Pesukei de Zimra and the Yishtabach, because it's the Beracha Achrona of the Pesukei de Zimra. A lot of times, a person finishes the Az Yashid a little early, okay, and he waits. He waits for the Chazan to get up there. And in the meantime, he reads some Gemara, whatever it is he's learning. But that wouldn't be proper. It'd be more proper to finish to the end of the Yishtabach. Then wait for the Chazan, you have no problem. Because really you're not supposed to make a hefsek between the Beracha Rishon and the Beracha Harona. And the same thing would be on Shabbat. Sometimes the Chazanim on Shabbat, the Ma'arich and the Nikunim on the Shmat. And the person, let's say, gets to Yishtabach, let's say, and then he waits there. and he reads, you know, with his eyes, whatever he wants to read, that wouldn't be proper, because you don't want to make a hefsek, even a hefsek of shetika between Baruch Shamar and the Yishtabah. It's understandable that you want to pray a little faster than the Hazan, that's okay. But he says, at least you should read to the end of Yishtabah, even on Shabbat, and then wait for the Hazan by the Kaddish, then already you could even, with your eyes, study other things of Talmud Torah.